Man, what a great meal we had, huh? Unbelievable. Very delicious food. And like I said earlier, you can't find a meal like that anywhere except at a church fellowship meal. Very good. Now I challenge you to keep each other awake while we do what we're doing here. I remember a story about a little girl that took a friend with her to church, and during the whole time, she kept asking, why do they do that? Why do they do that? What's that for? And especially, you would think, during the Lord's Supper, what are those crackers for? And she'd say, well, that's the body of Christ. Well, what about that juice? Well, that's the blood of Christ. Finally came time for the preacher to preach. He took his watch off like this and set it right up on the pulpit, and the little friend said, why is he doing that? What does that mean? And she said, absolutely nothing. And so, but we're not going very long. I've been warned, and I'm not a long preacher anyway, and certainly in a time like this, we'll keep it brief. I want to talk to you for just a couple of minutes about contagious Christianity. When you turn to the book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 7, and the word of God continued to increase, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. Something caused that to happen. There's a rare story. I only heard it one time, but I've shared it many times. There was an airline named the People Express, and it had their whole idea was, we are the happy people. Everything goes well with us. We're cheerful. Everybody's involved in what we do. The passengers many times would be given a choice. We need to stop and pick up three passengers, not a regular stop. Are y'all okay with that? And all the passengers would say, sure, go ahead. And then when those three passengers would get on the plane, everybody would clap and cheer for them. You know, it was just one of those kind of things. And they said, when we hire only positive people. I've never flown on an airline whose help is so cheerful and interested in their work. Let me ask you a question. That could work for an airline. Why can't it work for the church? Let me show you some golden rules they were doing that we can do in the church to make us thrive like we want to. Number one, remember that you are a vital part of the church. I love 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In that chapter is where Paul compares this body to this body. And he talks about the way that the hand helps the eye and all those sort of things, you know. And have you ever noticed when you hit that wrong nail with a hammer, how every part of your body gets involved in that? You don't say, well, stay out of the way. No, you say, oh, no. Even your mouth gets involved. Oh, and your legs. Oh. And so if we have that kind of concept with each other, we know that every one of us is a vital part here. That's what everything in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is all about. Number two, be very positive and cheerful. In Philippians 4, verse 4, you know it, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Nobody likes to attend church somewhere where everybody is bitter. We want to go where people are cheerful, where they have a great attitude. A joyful heart is good medicine, Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart makes a cheerful face, Proverbs 15, verse 13. And guess what? All of these things are contagious. Debbie and by the way, we're opposites. I'm the outgoing one, talks all the time. Debbie's very quiet. Just smiles. If I tell a really, really funny joke and she smiles, it was a funny joke. And so, but we had this little thing. It was called a laugh box. It was about half the size of this tissue box. And I would hide that thing in the living room when we would have people over, and I'd turn it on, and all it does is laugh. Well, guess what happens with everybody in the room? You know, don't you? Everybody's laughing because it's contagious. Now, I'm not saying for a moment that we need to be like laughing clowns or something, but we need to have that happy, cheerful attitude. Number three, make visitors feel like they're part of the bunch. No one likes to feel like an outsider. You know what people are looking for when they go to church? A place where they can belong. And that's what we want. Romans chapter 8, Paul says, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God, fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we also may be glorified with him. We are children of God, and we need to share that with each other. You look like a child of God. What a joyful thing. In 1 Samuel 12, verse 22, the Lord will not abandon his people on account of his great name, because the Lord has been pleased to make you a people for himself. John 14, 18, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Do you see the good news that we have to share with people? How would you like to be a child of God? What a great thing. Number four, be enthusiastic. Enthusiasm is contagious. And you already know this. You know what enthusiasm means, don't you? It means God in us. That's the whole breakdown of that word. Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men. I love John 10:10. One of my first verses to memorize. I have come, Jesus speaking, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. It means that you have some zest about it, that it's something more than just the ordinary. It's extraordinary. And so that's what we want in the whole idea of enthusiasm. We can't fake it. If God is not with you, people will know they're not. Number five, tell others. We saw it in Bible class in Mark 16, Matthew 28, the Great Commission. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. In Luke 9:60, go and proclaim everywhere the kingdom of God. You know, we have to look for ways to do that. One of my favorite sermons, I almost did it today, is one called Pictures of Love. We need to have these ways that we can, do you like to look at pictures? We used to have them in our billboard. Where are they now? Here they are. My wife replaced her phone, had over 2,000 pictures on it. I don't have that many of mine, but I can show you pictures of my grandchildren. We need to show people, be creative. Show people pictures of how much God loves them, how much Christ has loved us. We need to be telling people, you come and see. In John 1:46, that's what Philip said to Nathaniel, come and see. He was talking about come and see Jesus. That needs to be our attitude, doesn't it, toward everybody. See, we're almost through. Number six, remember, people are drawn to warm and friendly people. Romans 15, verse 7, therefore accept one another just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. This was really interesting. I need to find more facts about it, but it's you'll get a kick out of it. It's pretty interesting. Back in the 1980s, this guy visited 18 different churches. And when he went there, he had a little score sheet. And here's what he'd say. He'd say, I always smile, I dress neatly, don't look like a weirdo. I ask a member to take me, show me where some place in the building is, like where's the library, where's the preacher's office, just ask them to tell me something. He always stayed for coffee if they had it, or a meal, if they had a meal. And he developed this little scale. He gave a church 10 points if he got a smile from a worshiper. Somebody sounds silly to us. 10 points for a greeting from someone nearby where he was sitting. 100 points if someone exchanged names with him. Don't you think we're a whole lot friendlier than what this guy was finding here? 200 points if somebody invited him to come back again. This one sounds kind of silly to me. 1,000 points if someone introduced him to the preacher. Big deal. But guess what? 11 out of 18 churches that he visited scored less than 100 points. What in the world is wrong with these people? Five of them scored less than 20. So the doctrine may be biblical, the singing inspirational, the sermon uplifting, but when a visitor finds that no one cares whether he's there or not, they will likely never come back. Remember, People are drawn to warm and friendly people. It's contagious. That's what we want to be. In Happy Texas, everywhere the Lord's Church meets, we want to be winsome. We want to be the kind of place where the whole town is talking. Wow! Have you ever visited that church? That's what we want to be. You know, there used to be a thing about owning the name. Remember that? If I tell you, hand me a Kleenex. Well, this is not a Kleenex. This is a signature. But you would hand me this, wouldn't you, if I said, hand me a Kleenex? If I say, would you like to have a Coke? Sure, I'll have a Coke. Make it a Pepsi. No, that's not a Coke. That's a Pepsi. See, they own the name. I want us to own the name. Those are the people that are warm and friendly and tell you the truth and do it in love. That's our lesson. Maybe you're here. Every time that we meet, we give an invitation. I think it's appropriate. It's a time for anyone that has a need to respond, to be baptized into Christ if you've never done so, to ask for prayers for any reason that you may have. If you have a need to respond, will you make it known right now while we stand and while we sing?